And today we have an unusual miracle worked by the Lord because the cure is not instantaneous, but the Lord does this in order to teach us great lessons. First, he takes the man outside of the village, that is, to indicate that the old covenant was going to pass away and that a new covenant, the eternal covenant, that is, the covenant of the church, would be established, and it was there that all mankind would receive cure for his sins. And so, as the Lord first touches the man, and he begins to see a little bit, but yet his sight is still blurry. And then the Lord, once the man declares his sight is still blurry, that is, in humility, points out that his cure is not complete. The Lord then reaches for the spittle, touches him a second time, and the man sees clearly. This is to indicate to each and every member of the mystical body that our faith is never perfect in this life, that our hope is never perfect, and that our charity is never perfect, because we can always grow in these things while we are sojourners on this earth. And so we can never rest thinking that we have conquered our Christian life, but we must always grow as the disciples had to grow. For we see very clearly that even amongst those the Lord called to be the leaders of his church, that is, the apostles, they did not clearly understand all his doctrine at once. If we take, for instance, simply the kingship of Christ, we see very clearly most of the apostles wanted Christ's kingship established on worldly terms, not on the divine terms of the Son of God. And so they had to grow in that faith in order that they would go forth and give the world that one true faith, that faith that they will continue to give until the end of time. And so let us always resolve to understand that we must constantly be growing on our faith, that is, we must constantly seek to know more the truths of Holy Mother Church, so that in knowing more, we can truly love the Lord more, and in loving the Lord more, we can truly serve him more and more in this life, especially through the apostolic mission of Holy Mother Church, that is, her mission to reach out to all nations and to all people to cure them of the blindness of their sin. And so let us especially turn to her who was without sin, and that sin, that is, who saw the faith in all its pristine clarity from the first moment of her conception, and in seeing it clearly, constantly grew in that conception, in that knowledge of Holy Mother Faith. And then we will come to know that true mystery by which we will see God face to face. And indeed, we will come to know, even in this life, how it is not possible for any soul to be born in heaven, because when it comes to the supernatural truths in the mysteries of the faith and in the mystery of the divine Trinity, the human heart can never be completely satisfied. That is, it constantly grows in love, that on earth our love is divided, and so we must seek constantly to conquer it. In heaven our love is pure and pristine, and yet it still in some mysterious way continues to grow, because contemplating and seeing the divine Trinity face to face, it is not possible for the human soul to be bored, but rather to be enwrapped in joy for all eternity. And so in this life we must be wrapped in sorrow, a sorrow that is a purifying sorrow that will ultimately lead us to that for which the Lord truly called us. And so we will come to know that second and most important part of that question, why did God make us? That is, to know him, to love him, and to serve him, and ultimately to be happy with him for all eternity in heaven. Heaven is not acquired, strictly speaking, in this life, but in the life to come. And so let us, like all good disciples, continue to grow in our faith, and especially when we see we have fallen into error, to accept humbly the correction of Holy Mother Church, who alone is the vanguard and safeguard of the pure doctrine of Jesus Christ. And so, as we strive to conform constantly to what Holy Mother the Church teaches us, we are also striving to overcome our sinful nature, our sinful inclinations, the effects of original sin, and the effects of our own personal sins, which we have committed throughout our life. But ultimately, we can persevere through this trial and this tribulation, because as today's gospel shows, and all the gospel shows, the Lord did not come to point the finger of condemnation to mankind, but rather He came to touch and to renew the soul of man so that all men may truly have that opportunity in this life to come to know God, to come to love God, and to come to serve God. And so our Lord has truly done all things well for us, even in those miracles that seem to diminish the power of God. That is, the incomplete cure at first of the blind man was not an incomplete cure, but rather a means by which he would instruct every member of the mystical body until the end of time. That is, that he primarily teaches us today to persevere in our faith, to constantly seek to grow in that faith, so that in growing in that faith, we may truly come to understand the mysteries of that faith, and that will inspire us, as it did the Blessed Virgin Mary, to reach out truly to all souls in order that we may bring them to Holy Mother Church. There is a sort of holy desperation, if we could use the term, with a true member of the mystical body who truly wants all mankind to come to embrace Christ, because he has come to know that it is the only safe haven in this world, and it is safe not because it is a merely human institution, but it is truly a divine institution and truly the refuge of sinners in this world, in order that sinners being confirmed in their faith, that is, being converted in their faith, may truly come to know God for all eternity in the life to come.
Fructum ventris tuum.